WJTL, we are messengers. Love, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, it's 7:20.
Weather-wise today, you're going to see cloudy skies, rain showers, high of 67. Tonight, cloudy, chance of rain, low of 57. Winning Wednesday, looking cloudy with a chance of rain, high of 68. And Thursday, looking partly sunny, looking up, high of 76. Right now, we're seeing 59 here at the Junction Center.
Our very special guest is with us this morning, Meredith Jester, the Director of Support Groups with Sweet Grace Ministries. Good morning again to you, Meredith.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Tell us what you guys do.
Sure. So we offer hope, support, and empathy to families enduring miscarriage, ectopic pregnancies, stillbirth, and neonatal death.
And you just started a support group at LCBC Mannheim, you
said? We did, yes, yeah. In August.
So how often do you get together?
We meet once a month.
Okay.
There's more information on time and date on our website.
Do you have any stories about how God has worked through Sweet Grace Ministries?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had been praying for a Lancaster location for a support group for a long time. And in the process of praying for that, I met a woman at church who we connected through child dedication and came to find out that she also endured a loss. Mm. And so have been supporting her and praying that she would be able to come to support group and find that community of support through others. And yeah. She came last month.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you take bags and boxes to how many hospitals did you say you're working with?
So we're partnered with 27 hospitals.
27, that's amazing.
Yes.
So what's in a bag? What's in a box? What do you put in there?
Right. So our baskets are packed full of, first and foremost, resources for families, how they can get help, songs that may be helpful, books that may be helpful to them beyond what we have in our baskets.
Right.
And ways for them to connect to others.
Yeah.
And then we also have books and study guides in there, a bear, a mug, tea,
yeah,
lotion, a candle, and then a handmade crocheted or knit blanket and hat in there also.
And it's a basket of love.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. And then our bags are for families enduring the miscarriage and ectopic pregnancy. And those are just a smaller version. They have bracelets, which our baskets also have, bracelets for mommy and baby, daddy bracelets, because we don't want to forget about our dads. Dads go through grief also.
Sure they do, yeah.
A lot of the focus sometimes is on mom, but dads endure this with them.
Yeah, definitely.
And little journal in there and some other little keepsake items.
Yeah, if folks want to volunteer, if they want to make a donation, they could do that online, sweetgraceministries.com, or they could come out to your upcoming Walk to Remember.
Yes. So our Walk to Remember is in Fayetteville, PA, and it's happening on October 12th. So in a few Saturdays, it's coming up. And it kicks off about 2:30 in the afternoon. And we just have community time to sit and gather. Everybody packs a dinner and we sort of picnic it there together. There's things to do for kids. So it is a family-friendly event. Bring your kids, bring your neighbors, your aunts and uncles to come. And then it kicks off close to about 5 o'clock. We start with the ceremony part. So we have a few songs. We have a speaker who tells their story about how Sweet Grace has impacted them. And then the most special part is the reading of names.
Mm.
Sometimes families, this is the only time they get to hear their baby's
name. Baby's name said.
Yeah, read aloud.
Wow.
So we have a list and it lasts about an hour. So it is a long list of the families that we serve and their babies' names. And then after that, we have a 1 mile candlelit walk around the park.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
If folks want to take part, do they need to sign up ahead of time?
So they can sign up at the event there at the door. It is outside at a park, so dress accordingly.
Yeah.
But they can also register online ahead of time. And if they aren't able to come in person, they can register to be a virtual walker.
That's very cool. Sweet Grace Ministries having their 2024 Walk to Remember, October the 12th, Fayetteville, or you could do it virtually as well. Check it out online, sweetgraceministries.com. Meredith, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we loved having you here. Back to the music we go. Here's Kane. This is Friend in Jesus on WJTL. Good morning and happy Tuesday.